This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, part of our pregame yesterday for the big Guardian showdown in New York was going to Little Italy and enjoying Columbus Day.
I had an awesome time.
Hey, paisanos!
Got to see the statue of Rocky Colavito.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we spent quality time over there. Met a lot of great people. The parade, I'd say, went on without a hitch, but I think one group of revelers were not happy. I botched.
It wasn't your fault.
Well,
one guy cussed you clean out.
I know.
It was awesome.
His group, they didn't have the sheet.
And
we
read
the sheet.
I forgot where I was at because I was going to go, hey, why don't you come up here and say that, buddy? You bleeping feel strong? Almost said it. And I realized I was on the church steps.
So
Basil Russo was next to us. I didn't want to.
Oh, we had a lot of.
I don't want to embarrass him.
A lot of highfalutin political figures were there.
He's a good man. Very powerful man.
But because there were so many powerful people there, we wanted to make sure we look good. We wanted to feel good. But most importantly,
that's why I wore my favorite Duluth Trading Company jacket.
Look good, feel good, play good.
And smell good.
Yeah. Oh,
and good as we were departing, they reserved spots for us behind the church.
Thank you to Dan.
Holy Rosary. That was
Dan
incredible.
Dan the man. Wonderful man. Thank you.
That was awesome.
Congratulations on all your success.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had the spots reserved. And as I was getting out, I have a compartment in my car that always will have cologne. I need to have cologne on me at all times, just like mints. Got to be taken care of if we're talking to people. Can't give out the stank, whether it's the breath or whether it's how you smell, the odor.
Yeah.
So I pulled my cologne out and you went, oh, because you were like,
oh,
that's a good idea. I said, hey, take this. Take my cologne.
I did not want to use it.
You did not want to use it.
He goes,
why did
no,
you want to use it?
Because I'm like, we can't smell alike going in there. We can't smell like each other.
I see zero problem with that at all.
I thought it was a lot. You didn't think that was a lot?
You've
odd?
Never done this with your friends?
It just feels like we're a little, like, I'm very close with you. That feels a little too close. There's some things that have to be mine and some things that have to be yours. It just felt a little too close.
The quick Italian shower on Columbus Day? Come on, Kenny.
Well, there's also the Irish shower. Which is basically the same shower.
You just do it on St. Patrick's
Day. Yeah, you do it on St. Patrick's Day. That's
right.
How it goes. I had my own spray.
Do you think
in
anybody
my truck.
Would anybody ever pick up on that?
No, I overthink it, but I think it and it bothers me. I have my own little idiosyncrasies. You know that.
What about with your kids?
What about them?
Okay, let's say, because kids just always smell, right? Even if they get showered 10 times, they find a way to smell. So if you guys are all walking in somewhere and you're like, come on, guys, you don't think maybe dousing them?
You want me to put cologne on my sons? I never thought about that. Yeah.
Well, that's why you named him Axel, right? Because of Max body spray.
Jonah walks in. Brute. What do you want? English leather. Eli. It's like, what
Eli's
do you?
A Stetson man. Oh, come on. Oh, man.
You know, that was my first cologne was Stetson.
You can put aftershave on.
I think, you know how many nights in my 20s where we all met up before we went out and there was the, you know, not so much of the let's get ready together, but hey, are you ready to go? Oh, I need this. And that was a quick denial. We are not smelling alike. We are chasing. We're using pheromones to chase the same conclusions, right?
It just.
You guys are
you
both.
You don't want everybody on an equal playing
guys
field?
You're both old men dads.
That's
now
what I'm saying. It feels very college. Like one of my buddy Brett, who I grew up with, who was my roommate in college. Like, he had this, like, Agua de Gio. And I was like, hey, that smells good. Not at 38. No. No.
So, wait, you're just never going cologne again?
I may never wear cologne again.
Wow.
I don't know, man. It's a really, I like cologne, but at the same time, I don't know. I sprayed myself down with something. I told you I have that stuff that my mother-in-law bought me.
What's that?
I don't know. Something it's called like bourbon or something.
Breeze.
Bourbon. I don't know why I want to put that in my truck and drive around smelling like liquor. I don't know why that would be a good idea.
He gets pulled over. The officer seems to be faint odor.
Sober, officer. Get your drunk ass out of here. Demos and Shaker, you're next up on the fan.
It smells like Fireball in here.
Sorry, Demos, go ahead.
Fireball. But listen, Ken, Tony's, I don't know what game he's trying to play on you here. The cologne is a personal decision here.
Thank you.
And you got to ask him, if you had a cologne, if you had a scent that was yours, and you said, hey, Tone, let me spray some of this on you, there's no way in hell he's going to allow you to do that. Because Tony has his own scent. Yeah. I've got my own scent. You go to Macy's or some store and you find a nice cologne instead of that crap from your mother-in-law, and you get something nice. Like for me, I like Issey Miyake. That's my scent.
How much?
Issey Miyake.
How much?
It's like $80 a bottle. It's like $80. But it lasts me about a year. So, and I smell good for a year, and the chicks dig it. So there you go.
Do they have anything that smells like biscuits and gravy? Thank you, Demos. I couldn't even write that. I don't even know what that is.
Well, we all do have cologne. Our scent. Like, I used to know a guy that would go downtown, and he refused. He had a whole science behind this. He refused to wear deodorant because he says his gamey pits attracted certain women. I swear to God.
Oh, God.
And he did pretty well. Okay. I will say he did pretty well. But would he have to explain this to the women of why he wasn't wearing
deodorant? Well, it's a way for you to not smell like anyone else there.
Oh, God. No, I wasn't. I just think it was a little too much sharing between us. I'm not going to do it. Yeah. So no one could talk me into that.